Take it easy and solve the school lunch problem with Spam. S-P-A-M.
こんにちは、タイガークローラジオ。You are listening now, Pak J.
You are listening to Tiger Claw Radio. Number one in vintage computer and video game entertainment. And now your host, Critical Failure.
This is Critical Failure, and you are listening to Tiger Claw Radio, episode 76. This is going to be a rather short episode for several reasons. We went live last Saturday, a couple nights ago, for the release of the brand new website that is now carrying Tiger Claw Entertainment. It's glitchedout.com. Ladies and gentlemen, go check out glitchedout.com. It's hyphenated. Glitched-out.com. It's a great website. A lot of good video makers. Classic Elite has joined us, so I'm not the only podcast up there either, and it's, man, really excited about it. We did a live show on Saturday night, and that it's tough to do a recorded show just a couple days later, because there hasn't been a whole lot lately that I haven't talked about. So there's also this issue that tomorrow I have a final exam in my networking class. However, last week I just took the week off, so I feel obligated to put something out. But we are going to buck the format a little bit, and it is probably going to be a very, very short show. Now, I'm not going to do my regular digital distribution price roundup this week, except to say that GOG still has this Interplay sale going on, which is really good. And I do want to take a second to talk about our sponsors over at Gamersgate. Gamersgate is an awesome website. They have a lot of great games. They have great sales every week, and this particular week they have an awesome sale. Among their 24 games that they are offering at a reduced price, Borderlands is $5. That's 83% off of its normal $30 price. That is an amazing, amazing deal. I'm going to go get myself a copy of Borderlands, and you guys should too. Okay, so that's available at gamersgate.com. Check it out when you get the time. In other news, I think the latest thing they have in the last couple days is Notch released a new post on his blog talking about upcoming editions of Minecraft, which you guys know here at Tiger Claw Radio, we are big, big fans of Minecraft, play a lot of Minecraft. He said, and I want to open up my notes here to make sure I get this right, now previously he talked about the next update, version 1.7, being the adventure update. Now, he talked about having to contend with the release of the full game, which was previously scheduled at 11/11/11 in November, now to be scheduled during the following week, so it doesn't coincide with the Minecraft Con. I think that was what was the reason, but it's going to be the following week. Anyway, so 1.7, when it comes out, is going to offer, let's see, he talked about having to implement a server browser, which has been one of the great frustrations with Minecraft, is having to deal with the IPs and so on and so forth, a friends list, integrated multi and single player, which is going to be awesome, and here's the big one, improved performance and stability, which is always an issue with Minecraft. You Minecraft players know all about the bugs and all the crazy stuff that has happened with the game in the last, I don't know, however long it's been around. Now, instead of 1.7 being the adventure update, he's making a new update, 1.8. That's going to be the adventure update, and we know that's going to come out before the full release of the game, but we don't know exactly when. So, probably, I'm going to go out on a limb and say sometime mid-October. That's my prediction, but to be quite honest, we don't really know. So that's what's going on with Minecraft. It's really good to hear some news about that game, since the whole thing about multi-platform versions not being free to alpha users. It is good to get some good, positive Minecraft-related news. But you know what? While we're on the subject, I'm kind of glad that all that stuff happened with the Xbox version and the Touch version not being free to the alpha users, because if there's some, even just a little bit of negative press for Notch, then the industry might not be so abrasive to similar games coming out. And I honestly, a big advocate of similar games to Minecraft coming out. Like Fortresscraft, everybody hates Fortresscraft. Fortresscraft gets a lot of negative, oh, you're a ripoff, you're a ripoff. And you know what? It is. But so what? If enough Minecraft ripoffs come out, then it'll become a new genre. Minecraft itself is a clone of Infaminer, isn't it? Infiniminer, whatever it's called. Right. So I want to see more similar games. I saw a preview of somebody who was working on a game which was made up of voxels, which is the squares or whatever, and it's supposed to be a cross between Minecraft and Zelda. So like very adventurous and stuff. That sounds great. The screenshots look great. I believe it was an article over on TIG Source a little while ago. But unfortunately, there's no actual there's no build we can play with. There's no video we can look at. Just a few screenshots. But it looks good, man. All for it. I want to see similar games come out. And that should be a lot of fun. All right, so there's not going to be... I like to talk about a freeware game every week, if I can. It doesn't always pan out, but what I did differently this week is instead of taking notes for awesome stuff to talk about during the show, I tried to work on some more video content because I've been lacking there in the last couple of months. And so the browser game that I found that I really liked, Tiny Hack, I made a video about it already. If you watched my YouTube channel, you've probably seen it already. It's a great little game. You old PC gamers might like it. I'm not going to talk too much about it because like I said, there's already available about it. But just head on over to the Tiger Claw TV YouTube account, and that's what it is, Tiger Claw TV. There's links on the website. And watch the video because I was very happy with how it came out. Very short. The whole video, including the intro, is about a minute and a half. And I think that's the way I'm going to do my videos for a little while, is just make them really quick kind of blurbs, just so that I can get back in the rhythm of what it takes to make a good video. Because that's what I want to do, and that's how I'm going to play it. All right, so let's see. We talked about Team Fortress 2 becoming freeware. Well, no, it's not exactly freeware. That's not the correct term. The correct term is free to play. The difference is that there's a limited license involved. And as I mentioned on the live show, this is probably done so that Valve can capitalize on the microtransactions. Like you can buy hats and stuff, and you can buy Uber weapons and that sort of thing. But there's something that has happened as a side effect of this. Now, what they did was, if you had previously bought the game before it became free to play, you got a special exclusive hat called the Proof of Purchase hat. Just a funny little thank you to the guys who actually threw down some money and bought the game before it became free. But something happened. A lot of people who paid for it got really upset about the fact that it's now free. So there's a great many servers out there where if you're not wearing your proof of purchase hat, they kick you and ban you. So yes, Team Fortress 2 is free to play right now, but there is a big sense of elitism in the game, and there is a big divide between the players. I bought the game, yes, but my computer can't run it, so hopefully whenever I get a good computer, that proof of purchase hat should be hanging around because I didn't pay for the game. So that's cool. So that's just something to watch out for you for if you guys are thinking about going and checking it out now that it's free. I do recommend it because free to play is free to play. Even if you install it and you get in a server and some guys aren't very nice to you and you have a hard time finding it again, it's free. Check it out because you never know. You might find a great server. You might have a lot of fun, and a lot of people have. So that's that. That's Team Fortress. Now, on the flip side of that, let's take a look at Team Fortress Classic. Team Fortress Classic is the one that's based on the Half-Life 1 engine. It's the one that I can run. You guys all know it. We did a Team Fortress Classic night, a couple of them back in the day, and they were a lot of fun. Now, when this happened, a lot of players, old players of Team Fortress 2, deleted their games just because they were upset. Now, I think that's taking it a little bit far. But as a result, there is a big influx of players to Team Fortress Classic, and that's really good because the game was previously, I don't want to say dead, but it was borderline dead. Like, 100% of the time, you couldn't find a game. I would say only maybe 3/4 of the time you could find a game. So there was that 1 out of 4 times you would sit down to play it, and you just have a hard time getting a good server with some guys who were actually playing the game. That's not the case anymore. There's always people playing now because there's a lot more players, and that's great because it's a great game. It's only $5, and it's well worth it. Even though Team Fortress 2 is free, if you can't run Team Fortress 2, trust me, you can run the first one because this is done on the original Half-Life engine. And that leads me to this. I want to do another Team Fortress Classic night. We got to do another one, guys. The last time we had one, we were 4-on-4 with all players from our group. And it was a blast. And you guys know we got to do it again. Something you don't know is that on the website, the articles that I put up on TigerClawTV.com, one of the most searched and most viewed articles is the Team Fortress Classic Night Roundup. And it's it has been searched on Google, Team Fortress Classic, and people have checked it out. So obviously there is some interest in the game. There are some people out there. This was, by the way, this happened, that little thing about that being popular article, that was before this whole TF2 thing happened. So there is that. There is some interest in that game out there, and I think we all should get together and play it again. I know most of you guys listening who have been listening for, you know, for a while now probably have the game already. If you don't, it's only $5. I'm sure we can, you know, work something out so that everybody can play. All right, so moving right along from Team Fortress Classic, actually, that's the list. There are a couple more things I want to talk about on the show in terms of Glitched Out and some of the great stuff you can expect to happen over at that website. But first, since we're 11 minutes in and we haven't taken a break yet, we're going to go ahead and hear some awesome chiptunes. This is Critical Failure. You're listening to Tiger Claw Radio. We'll be back in a second. Alright, that was Reformat the Planet from BitShifter off their album Information Chase. Now, at the live show, I counted down, well, I didn't count down, but I listed off the top 10 free electronic albums on the internet right now. It's a list that I comprised while I was sitting in class, and it's going to make a great video series, but I divulged the secret of the list on on the air, and I think it's going to be great. There's a lot of really great albums on it that you can download for free. Spoiler alert, Information Chase from BitShifter is on the list, and that's what that song is from. Those of you guys who listen to Go Nintendo might recognize it as something that they used as their introduction theme for a little while. So that's BitShifter. Great stuff. All right. Okay, so been playing a lot of Worms Reloaded lately. I got about 13 hours in the past couple weeks with Dharab Ka from over at the Gaming Beasts. You can check out. He did a video of us playing together online, and it's pretty cool, man. I really like that kind of stuff. I hope to do more online games with him. You know, they get taped and put up on his YouTube account. He did that, and he also did Doom Knight 6. You can catch some footage of Doom Knight 6. So those two videos are both really cool, man. I'm really glad that he did those and put them up, because they're kind of snapshots of the awesome game nights that we have. Because those two things, like that vibe, is the reason why I still do this, even though, you know, I'm not getting paid and or anything like that. It's because of those nights. So I'm glad that thegamingbeast.com has found a way to capture them in a way that we can go back and enjoy them. And some of you guys who like that kind of entertainment can go back and check it out, because it's good stuff, man. Good videos. Okay, so that's that. Worms Reloaded is a great game. I particularly enjoy the forts mode. A couple of gripes about it. You can't build your own fort, which is kind of silly, since it's such a simple, like the level editor is just, you know, a paint tool and it turns into a level. There should be a way to import a JPEG into a fort. but there isn't. And maybe the reason for that is because of... The cynic in me says, well, the reason for that is because they have a $1.99 DLC pack, which enables 10 more forts. But there's also probably some technical reason. I don't know. It just seems like a silly thing that I should be able to do, but I can't. My only other gripe with the game, and yes, I'm throwing out my gripes right there, but Worms is a great game, and it's unchanged. Worms Reloaded isn't that different from Worms Armageddon, which came out, 10 years ago or more? Speaking of Worms Armageddon, my only other gripe is the rope physics. Back in the days of Worms Armageddon, I mean, you could fly with them things, man. You could really get some velocity going on, and really just kind of launch yourself across the screen. Not so much with this game. I opened up the level editor, built myself a little rope gym, put together a custom scheme for a Roper Shopper game, where you have to swing around and grab the crates, you know, to attack each other. It's okay. I mean, it's still fun, but you can't launch yourself like a bullet out of a gun like you could in Worms Armageddon. And that's one thing that kind of makes me wish I could still play the old game. But that's a small thing. There's lots of other modes that are great. The forts mode, like I was just talking about, is way better supported in Worms Reloaded than it is in Armageddon. See, back in Armageddon, they had fort matches, but they weren't officially supported. It wasn't a mode that was included in the game. It was something people just made up. You could do custom game schemes where certain weapons were allowed, and what they did was fort maps were stuff, something you downloaded from the internet. It was just a plain old map that had two forts drawn on it, and that was it. Wasn't like today where you can select your own fort, and when you enter a fort's match, that's put on the same map as somebody else's fort. So it's, they have managed to integrate the user the user generated mode, which is really cool. It was a cool way to see the game evolve. But that was a long time ago. I mean, they were playing forts matches back in Worms Armageddon days 10 years ago, so come on now. You could draw forts then. Granted, they didn't look as nice, but... And you can't now. I don't know. Just a thought, but that hasn't stopped me from having a ton of fun with the game. So, I don't think enough of us have that game to say, okay, yeah, let's all do a Worms Reloaded night. A couple of things would get in the way. I know that Kaiser and Shintai both have troubles with Steam. So since that game is exclusively on Steam, yeah, that raises some problems. But what I think I might do is make a few official Tiger Claw Entertainment speech packs for the game. So if you have it, or if you're interested in getting it, you can get some speech packs. Not exactly sure what they're going to be yet, but those of you who have done the late night Skype calls, you know, have heard, you know, we do the weird voices, we do the Bill Cosby thing, and the crazy taxi thing. I'm sure I could turn those into some halfway decent voice sample packs for Worms Reloaded. And that should be fun, because bonus content is always fun, especially when it's free. Okay, so that's that. Also, I tried to play some Rise of the Triad. Great game, Rise of the Triad. Old FPS, very old FPS. You can get it off of GOG.com. So it's somewhere between Doom and Wolfenstein. Much more advanced than Wolfenstein, but it has that same kind of you're fighting like Nazi soldiers sort of from so it had that same kind of vibe that Wolfenstein had. I don't remember exactly what the story was. I know Dalimar could tell you and Drabka could tell you. I think what the story was is it was supposed to be the sequel to Wolfenstein, but it didn't quite work out that way. I don't know. Great game, and it's also very old. The GOG version still has the multiplayer support intact, so Rob from the Retro League and I tried to get some multiplayer action going using our Hamachi network. Didn't work out so good. It was one of those where you could take a couple of steps and the network broke. So, not discouraged, though. I really want to, you know, play this game because back in the networking days, you know, the LAN days, when people were playing Doom online originally, I wasn't around. I wasn't dealing with computers. I had other fish to fry. I was younger, you know, I had a lot of domestic problems, that sort of thing. So I really missed out on that era. So the chance to play this game now over Hamachi or whatever is something I really want to jump at, something I really want to experience. So I want to try this again, and it's going to make for a damn good video if we can get it sorted on that level. So that's about it as far as Rise of the Triad goes. Check it out, but I haven't been able to get it online just yet. We'll try again, let you know how it goes. All right, I'd like to turn our attention over to Glitched Out real quick. We are now 22 minutes in, and like I said, today's my last day chance to study for my networking final, so we're probably going to wrap the show in a few minutes. But yeah, let's talk about Glitched Out. A few guys over at Glitched Out that you can check out that are really worth your time. Now, I enjoy PC games a lot. You guys know it. I'm always talking about what's on Steam and what's on GOG.com and Gamersgate, and I'm always talking about indie games and freeware games, and I play a lot of PC games. So it was cool to discover a fellow PC gamer by the name of Apex.exe. That's the name of his show. And he does PC stuff, and he's got some videos up on glitchedout.com. Now, specifically, he's got videos for Super Laser Racer, Rise of the Triad, the GPH Canoe, which is an open source handheld for like homebrew stuff, which is absolutely awesome, and I would love to buy one of those, and BitTrip Beat. I saw his stuff when he posted on Glitched Out, and I was like, wow, this guy must be big. And then I found his YouTube channel, and his videos had like 25 views, 50 views, that sort of thing. And I was shocked because he does a really good job, and I really think that he's going to bring in a lot of viewers. So you guys should check him out now while he's still on his way up, so that when he's uber popular, you guys, oh, I've watched this guy back when he was still, you know, because that's always fun. So that's Apex. Then we got Blockman. Blockman does the let's see, he's got videos for let me open his video list real quick. The one video that I recommend without looking at the list is his Final Fantasy Adventure video. 22 minutes, paced very well. It's a skill to do a long video like that that's fun to watch, because long videos tend to get boring, especially really long reviews. But there's no repeat information. He kept it interesting. He kept it paced well. Good stuff. Final Fantasy Adventure for Game Boy. He also did Shatterhand, Kid Dracula for the Game Boy, and Cabal. So he's another good reviewer. Bunch of other guys. I'm not going to do the entire list, because I think there's like, what, 10 or 11 dudes, counting myself. But there's a couple of a couple of really good guys out there. Classic Leet. You guys know Classic Leet. They use a chiptune that I made for their theme song. They do a great job. They are now putting their podcast on glitchedout.com, so make sure you check it out. And here's a question for you. What about the forums? Because I'm probably going to be primarily using the Glitched Out forums now. How do you think that should reflect upon the Tiger Claw TV forums? Because that has been our hangout, guys, for the last, I don't know, couple years almost. Couple years. We've been using those forums a long time. I remember posted the announcement that my son was born on those forums. So they're going to stay open. I'm not going to close them. I don't care. But I do hope all you guys do come and join us at Glitched Out. Because Glitched Out is probably where, like, I'm planning some high score events. You guys remember how we did those a few times? Those are probably henceforth going to be on Glitched Out. And it's a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff there. We've already got Triverse has joined us and a few other people. So come on over and check it out. Lots of fun. All right, well, that's going to about wrap it up for today. I know this is a really short episode for this week, but I have a very, very limited amount of time to get this out. I have an even more limited amount of time to research the material that went into this episode, which is why it was so short in the first place. But I am really glad I got something out. Thank you guys so much for listening over the weeks. I really appreciate it. Each and every one of you guys, even those of you who just listen and don't necessarily write in, whether you surf in randomly and heard this or not, you guys are awesome. Many thanks to Scenic7PR for supporting the show and carrying us as a client. And many thanks to Gamersgate.com for providing us with review copies of games, even though some of them I can't run because my computer sucks. Many thanks to WastedSeconds.com. Dalimar, you're the man. Thank you so much for providing hosting. And finally, thanks to Glitched Out for carrying the show. This is Critical Failure for Tiger Claw Radio. Signing off.